Terence Cole and his identical twin brother Dermot were born 67 years ago and raised on a rural Pennsylvania farm. Their father, an engineer, believed in hard work and discipline and instilled those values in his six children, in sometimes unique ways, says Dermot.
He was a tough character in some ways. Thought we weren't tough enough, so after church on Sundays, we would have to box in the living room with a makeshift boxing ring.
The Coles also experienced tragedy when their mother died of breast cancer when the twins were 9 years old.
It was a traumatic event, and it made more so by the decision to never, ever talk about it.
But the twins say their father also believed in education, and all the children would eventually pursue college and professional careers. In fact, it was the oldest brother, Pat's search for a school that would draw several of the Coles north to Fairbanks and the University of Alaska.
UAF was a good bargain, I think, as it is today, frankly. And he looked at the out-of-state tuition and what he could afford and, you know, hatched this plan coming up here. So he came up here with his girlfriend.
And
from,
Terrence.
I was the substitute for the girlfriend because she couldn't come.
Pat, Dermot, and Terrence all thrived at UAF and set down roots in the community. Pat would eventually become a city and borough administrator. Dermot pursued journalism, becoming a popular reporter and columnist for the Fairbanks Daily News Miner. And Terrence followed history. He received his doctorate at the University of Washington, even as he worked as an editor at Alaska Northwest Publishing. He says that dual experience influenced his approach to history.
They wanted to do a book on Nome, and I thought, well, okay, I can do a dissertation on Nome, but I never told the publishing company I was doing my dissertation on Nome, and I never told the university I was also writing a book on Nome. You know, the university would say, well, it's not serious enough, and the publisher would say, well, it's too serious.
Terrence returned to UAF in 1988 as a history professor. One of his students, Mary Erlander, also became an historian and eventually a colleague at the school. She says his ability to write clearly and compellingly without jargon is a hallmark of his style.
He really is a narrative historian and has always emphasized the story because, as he has said to our students, that is what differentiates humans from every other animal. It's that we tell stories.
Besides writing a series of books about notable Alaskan institutions and personalities, Terrence served on the board of University of Alaska Press. Nate Bauer directs the press, and he says Terrence Cole's engaging style sometimes overshadowed his serious scholarship.
He was a special series editor for our classic reprint series for a lot of years, and he brought just a remarkable amount of research about the history and the development of Alaska in the 19th and 20th centuries. None of his work as a scholar was lightweight.
Terrence's lively, engaging style was also reflected in his teaching, although he admitted it sometimes led to unexpected problems.
Largely, I would set the classes up so that people didn't know what I was going to do next. Now, this is sometimes a problem when you forget what you're going to do next, which was sometimes what happened to me. I get so carried off in the bit that I was doing.
Nonetheless, he received awards for his teaching and contributions to history, often along with his brother Dermot, who has also authored notable books. 3 years ago, Terrence was diagnosed with inoperable gastric cancer. Throughout his illness, he retained his humor and continued to work on his next book. On the occasion of his retirement at UAF 2 years ago, he found solace in the writing life.
I heard an author one time who referred to his books on the shelf as his colleagues. And when you make your contribution to the literature, that you're in a conversation across the ages. I like the idea of being in the conversation with people even after you're gone. When you have a longer frame of time reference, because our lives are also short, that's the best we can do, is just put our little piece into the conversation.
Terrence is survived by his wife, Gay Salisbury, and three children, Henry, Desmond, and Elizabeth. In Fairbanks, I'm Robert Hannon.